Brendan's on a plane.
I thank you.
Yeah, I might lose you guys here shortly.
All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order, and Brooke, if you would do the roll call, so we're official.
Sure, so Matthew Bellows, he let me know he would not be here. Bobette Patton?
I'm here.
Chair Kathleen Sorkin?
Here.
Matthew Urker?
Here.
Brendan O'Brien? He's here, I see him. Yeah. Cynthia Martin? She's not here just yet. Byron Price?
Here.
And Brandon Bradshaw?
I'm here and can't get off some mode on my phones, but I'm here. Sorry with no video.
All okay. Right, we hear you. And then we have myself, the city manager, the mayor, and C9 present as well tonight.
Okay. All right, first order of business is public comments. Brooke, do we have any?
I did not receive any public comments, and we do not have any attendees as of this at this time.
Okay. All right. Let us know if that changes. Okay, Mayor, do you have some comments to share with us?
I'll be really brief. I will say for Brooke and for Gregory, I guess Kathy for you as well, the second school board member is going to be George Lennard. He's been on before. He's in the team meeting. But anyway, just so you know, so you've got your two school board members there. I do hope you get a chance, if everyone will go by and take a look at the markets at Olive. The Costco is coming up quite rapidly. Supports are in place, it really does move along pretty quickly. So hopefully that is, I think it's, Gregory, you may know more about this than I do, but I think October is definitely doable, if not a lot sooner than October.
Yeah, they are still, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say they are still on schedule for a September, October opening.
And then just as a real quick one, the Loop, there's going to be a music festival, I believe, on May 28th, where we'll close down Del Mar in the Loop. And then the Memorial Day run is on May the 30th, Monday morning. So I'm happy to answer any questions anyone has of me, but otherwise we'll just, I'll respect everybody's time.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let's go on then to old business. Brooke, will you or the city manager be discussing the administrative cost allocation?
Oh, I'll give it over to Brooke.
Okay, and so I do want to point out, I did this packet, if you will, a little bit different. I gave you guys a memorandum for every topic, and then I let you know the recommendation on what action to take. So for the administrative cost allocation, this was a follow-up item and there is no action needed at this time. The question was posed at the last meeting, whether the administrative cost allocation, whether that 25% was based on the fund balance or if it was based on the annual revenue. So the city attorney did do research, and that 25% should be based on the annual revenue. So that would change our fiscal year 23 projected administrative cost allocation to $188,000. And also the long-term economic development planning would change to $150,000. That said, I don't have exact numbers for you, but research has shown that in previous years, we have not always used the full 25% for the admin cost allocation. So that would lead me into the next item, if you don't mind me progressing, please. Unless you guys have questions.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, so that would lead me into the next item, which is the funding of the positions that we talked about at the last meeting. So I did mention the need for hiring staff and that I would be requesting two positions. And because we have not, traditionally, we have not used the full 25% allocation each year for the admin fees, I would be requesting the funds be taken from the reserve. But if you look at the outline that was put in your packet for the economic development work plan for fiscal year 23, It shows the director and the job duties for that position. The second position would be focused on business.
Some of the job duties.
Some of the job duties. Also, let that be clear. It is not all of the job duties. Of course, all of us have other tasks as assigned. And as we get into developing some of these programs and implementing our economic development strategy, again, some of these items could shift. Some job duties can be added. But this is just the preliminary vision for the positions and how the team would function if the positions are funded for fiscal year 23. So I won't go over it for the sake of everyone's time, but of course we can answer any questions that you may have about the work plan that was presented before we talk about the actual funding of the two positions.
I do have a question on the work plan. Say these two positions are funded. Will their activities center around, you know, those two specific areas in the Loop and Olive? As far as carrying out strategies on development in those two areas.
Brooke, did you want to respond to that?
I can, and if you want me to, and then you can add anything that you may want to add. So ideally, yes, they would focus on those areas, but it would not just be those areas. This team would be focused on economic development citywide. Of course, the Loop and the Olive Business District will be important, but this team would begin focusing on business retention, business recruitment citywide throughout the entire city.
If I have nothing to add, I think that's the intention. Part of the beauty of the structure is that we, because it's not coming out of administrative funding, that means we have to justify to you and to the mayor and council these positions each year in order to get them funded. So they will need to demonstrate their performance each year and how they are executing the economic development strategy. With the exception of the director position, the director position is different, but the two that Brooke is requesting, that would be the structure.
Okay. This is Cynthia. I sent a question in around what kind of workforce planning was done around these two roles. Is there some kind of percentage of time that would be anticipated in each of these areas? I don't mean literally by responsibility, but have you really looked at, you know, how much of these roles would each be focused on each category of activity? And again, recognizing that these things are always fluid, but what skill sets are needed the same or different between the two roles in order to really make sense that we're getting you what you need at the right level of capacity, the right bandwidth in different skill sets?
So I would say we did not break it down per percentage for the different categories. I could say these two positions would be focused 100% on economic development, though. The director position, like myself, I may have other duties that I have to perform at the request of the city manager, but the two positions listed here would be focused 100% on economic development. And we would, of course, once they get in, we would go through the various action items. A lot of these are lifted straight out of the economic development strategy that was adopted. And so we would, of course, prioritize. I can tell you, creating a business retention program and then implementing that program, that will be that will take up the majority of the time for the person in that position, because we're talking about literally boots on the ground, going to the businesses and just really trying to connect with them, determine what their needs are, determine, you know, what can the city do to help you continue to invest and to remain in the city. So I could say confidently, having run a business retention program before, that creating that program, that will be a large portion of those duties, but we haven't quite worked it out all the way just yet. This is a very macro level outline. And then our HR director is working with me to create detailed job descriptions that the city manager will review and edit as necessary.
I just want to know, I want to understand how we're coming up with two roles. We say we need two roles. How do we quantify that we need two roles? Maybe we need three roles. Maybe we need one and a half roles. There's just some analysis that would be helpful for that.
What we've identified here is just the tip of the iceberg for the economic development strategy. One of the concerns is whether we have overloaded the positions, and we really won't know until the positions are in place whether we were successful in getting the balance right. But we don't lack for other projects that they can perform. The only concern is if whether we've got too much included in what our expectations are of those positions. And the way that we've approached this is, what can we really afford at this juncture? As the economy for University City improves, more funding will be provided to the EDRST fund. Now that may afford the ability to provide additional staffing at some point, but right now it's really just a recommendation based upon what is believed the fund could afford.
I don't at all question that you need support and you need roles. I'm just concerned that we're getting you the right skill sets in the right roles. When we say there are things they could work on, we should make certain that we're bringing in skill sets that work on the things that are the priorities. So I just, that's just what I would ask, as you know, you're typically.
And I think that, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you didn't. Brooke, go ahead.
Okay. Please. I think that comes out in the actual detailed job description, because that, once we start putting that, working with our HR director to put together that job description, she's been given this same document. And so she will be able to actually tease out what the exact skill sets are that we need for these positions. So I think a lot of that will come out on the administrative side as we're putting together the job descriptions, as we are engaging in the recruitment process. I think when we're talking about the skill sets, you'll see a lot of that come out of that process.
And do you feel like you can confidently ask for funding at a certain level, given you don't know what the jobs descriptions are? You may need more money than this. I'm just concerned that, you know, those skill sets are going to define what you need. And this feels like you've got some opportunity to quantify that to justify funding at a higher level for the skill sets you're going to need for some of this work.
You know, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think that they've looked at what the market is as it relates to the amount that these types of positions are paid. And so they have a general understanding about economic development, whether it's business expansion, business retention, and so forth, and the compensation level for those. What I believe will occur is a greater degree of drilling down, because this is specifically what we're going to be needing here at University City. And so we want to be very clear with them as far as what some of the expectations are, because you can hire a generalist and they may have a good understanding about a few of the areas, maybe not so much on others. I'm not sure if that's what we need, or if we need someone that, you know, has put together a business retention program in the past and we want you to do that here, or whether, you know, the emphasis is going to be, have you put together a capital improvement for a very active business type of community? So I think we're going to give them, these are kind of some of the things that we want you to be familiar with. And then here are the things that we want you to have an expertise in. But included in that, I think that we have a general sense of what the compensation is for both positions at this point.
And I agree. I guess what I'm thinking is you may need one strategist and two tactical delivery people. Whatever it is you want to deliver, let's just make sure you're getting the skill sets and the level of expertise that you need, as opposed to two, or maybe it's three roles, one that's a little more senior and two that are junior, or, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, to say it's two roles, you may not get the balance that you need to deliver what you're committing to.
Yeah. And if that's the case, then we'll need to restructure some things. We think that we're doing what is prudent right now based upon the funding level that we have. But, you know, we're just starting this. And so we will perhaps learn some things as we go along. But this is, in my mind, kind of the basic functions for a economic development program. You know, one of the areas that we didn't touch, for example, because when you talk about economic development, that's pretty broad, international, you know, where I think it's important to establish a relationship internationally, because certain businesses can, again, operate anywhere in the world. I don't see that as being prudent for a university city based upon our size and where we are with economic development at this time. So we're taking the very basic steps initially, and as we get more experience and as we expand our economy, we'll do some things, introduce some things that are more advanced.
Okay, thank you.
To the right skills, right capacity to do what you need to accomplish.
Yeah, we'll have an opportunity to ensure that the individuals that we hire have the skill set that we need in order to accomplish the task and to execute the economic development strategy. That's part of what the interview process is for. We'll make sure we do a good job in the posting and with the job descriptions, so that it's crystal clear to them when they are applying for the positions what the expectations are.
I had a question. How do you advertise the position? Is it just on the website, or do you do anything else to try to, you know, cast the net a little wider?
For most of these professions, there is a good example is for city managers. We're all members of ICMA, International City County mm-hmm. Managers Associations. So there are vast associations that are out there. Economic development has the same thing. So I would imagine that Brooke and Amy are aware of that association. We'll okay. make sure that we advertise, sure. because that's really what they look to.
Sounds good. All right. Is there any action we need to take on this, or is this just informational?
Well, this one would require specific action. So the memorandum does detail the request for the positions. It does detail that we did conduct some preliminary research to determine what a base annual salary for similar positions. So we looked at economic development specialists, business retention specialists. So we looked nationwide and in Missouri to do a comparison. So based on that, we calculated the step and grade that is in line with our compensation ordinance. Our finance director was wonderful enough to calculate the total compensation package for the two positions. So we would be looking at approximately $180,000 to fund both positions for fiscal year 23. So the recommendation for the action tonight is that the board approve or recommend the approval of the allocation of $180,000 from the reserve fund to fund the two positions that we are requesting.
Okay, and does that include all the benefits as well and all everything?
Yes, okay. Yes, ma'am. Keith calculated. Okay. He came up with about $176,000. I rounded it up to 180 that would allow for any, you know, discrepancies.
Okay. They're going to need a cell phone. All right. okay. Thank you. I'd call for a would anyone like to make that motion?
Move approval.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion, further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Say aye.
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 Opposed?
Are they your friends?
These are my friends.
Okay. The motion passes unanimously. There's the assistant vice president. Okay. He's our future. Okay, the next order of business is new and it involves the expansion number 4. Brooke, would you like to take us through this?
Yes, so this item is asking the board to receive a presentation on the proposed expansion of Municipal Lot 4. We do have Director, Public Works Director Sinan Appleslein here to provide a presentation to you guys and to explain the actual request. The recommendation on this item, the city manager is recommending the use of the EDRST infrastructure funds to cover the cost for this project. So I will go ahead and share my screen, unless you were prepared to share your screen, Sinan.
Okay, I can do it if you... I think I have the ability.
A co-host. And so I will turn it over to our director, our public works director, to walk you all through the presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Smith, Chairwoman Sorkin, members of the board, Mayor Crow. Good evening, Sinan Alpasam from the Public Works Department here. I'd like to share my screen with this item. Here it is. I have a short presentation for you on this item. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
The subject matter here is the municipal parking lot number 4 expansion. The parking lot number 4 is situated between streets of Kingsland Avenue and Leland Avenue, right north of the Delmar Loop business district area, up to a street by the name of Loop North on the north side. The current layout provides for 388 parking spaces existing in the lot, 20 of which have until recently been reserved under a lease agreement for the use of certain businesses. The addresses for that was 6655 and 6665 Delmar Boulevard, mainly the building that has the overhang toward Delmar on the sidewalks, the northern sidewalks. That agreement has recently been terminated. So those 20 spaces are now released for public use also. Another 18 spaces on this lot are for private use because they are located on private property. And so those properties on Delmar, they have a current, they have a certain overhang in a way of their property into the lot. And some of the spaces are provided for those areas. And so there's really no structure, but just the property that is concerned here. So this The math here is 388 less 18 is 370 spaces currently available for public parking in this lot. We, the Public Works Department, completed an improvement project in this lot in 2014, mainly resurfaced the lot, restriped it, slightly revised the layout, and added some pedestrian crossings within the lot, as well as some lighting for that area. And this project was, its cost was $800,000. And the layout and resulted in the layout changes resulted in five additional spaces at the time. And so I just wanted to show you this general layout of the lot. And the right of way and the private areas, private spaces on this lot are the ones that are on the southernmost edge on the back of the businesses. I think I can, no, yeah, you can see my pointer in this area. And so the other areas that are called ROW, called out as ROW, are actually rights of way. Those have been platted streets, and I think streets existed in those areas at some point. They don't anymore. So you will later see on my cost estimate, there's a lot consolidation that is involved in the cost, and that is for pretty much consolidating the property of this lot and getting perhaps rid of those rights away, since they are really not rights away anymore, and making it all one consolidated property for defining this this lot for us. So the proposed project in this case is the expansion of this lot to the north. To the north, there's a street called Loop North that leads from Kingston Avenue to Leland Avenue. And so there are currently parallel parking spaces along the south side of this street, Loop North. In this current proposal, those spaces, as well as a certain sidewalk area on the south side of Loop North, it's a wide sidewalk, that is converted to straight-in parking spaces, as you see on this diagram, or angled parking spaces that will actually be summarized in the cost estimate for the numbers, because we are also proposing, along with that, the parallel parking spaces that are being eliminated by this improvement on this, from the south side of Loop North, to be then recreated on the north side of Loop North. The angled parking spaces come into the picture in the sense that they take up less street width when they are created, so that we can use the remaining street width on the north side of Loop North for those parallel parking spaces still being there, not to create an offset situation where we are coming up with 55 new spaces and eliminating 25. That gives us a net net creation of less than the 55 spaces. I'll just go directly into this revised cost estimate for you, just to go over the how we came up with that. The construction cost is mainly for the breaking of the concrete on the south side of the sidewalk, as well as some or all of the street surface on Loop North, because it's currently kind of too high and it's not draining properly. So we need to lower that that elevation. And then coming up with that parking area with a new pavement and new striping on the Loop North. And so that's the construction dollars for it, $250,000. $30,000 is for the design of the same. We need a simple design there to make all that happen, and all the resulting drainage and traffic configuration to work. $15,000 is reserved for lot consolidation, surveying and lot consolidation that I earlier mentioned, and $30,000 is more the unknowns. These days, the construction contingencies have increased. And so some of that cost is also allocated for lighting. There is lighting on the lot, and there is lighting on Loop North Avenue, but there is there may be some lighting needs in that area where the straight-in spaces or the angled spaces are proposed to be created. And so that may mean adding, instead of one single luminaire lighting on posts, adding another luminaire, another cross arm, and extending those toward north. And so that is included in the $30,000. $35,000, and I apologize for this mistake, because there is the total that I listed here, should not have made this mistake as an engineer. The 300, we need to revise that to $360,000. And so that was a main kind of due to varied cost estimates for the underlying $35,000 traffic signal modification and access rebuild on Kingston item, because that is a bit still unknown. But what we would need to do there as for that cost, and I kind of thought that might cost a bit less first, but then came up with $35,000 for it, increasing the total cost to $360,000. That is for if we were to assign Loop North as one way, so which would be needed for creating the spaces and not offsetting it with eliminated parallel parking spaces. Then that traffic signal, there is a traffic signal at Kingsland and Loop North intersection that would need to be modified for that, accommodating that access. And that's a county, St. Louis County controlled traffic signal. So St. Louis County will want those improvements to that traffic signal, as well as some access restrictions. So if this access is only a one-way access in or out, county requires that we build the access for it so that the any illegal usage is harder to occur due to those hard improvements. And so that will add to our cost somewhat, and so bring our cost to total cost to $360,000. These the number of spaces created is 55, as I mentioned before. That is for angled spaces. If we don't angle them, we can still fit those spaces in there, straight in spaces, and that will actually increase the total number to 63. And there won't be any offsets. And the angled spaces help with the in and out movements. So because there will be somewhat of a narrow area, although it's still workable, even if it's straight in or perpendicular spaces. This calculates to about, I think it's about $6,000 per space in terms of per space created in the area. The project currently, I'm not sure about this update, but maybe Mr. Rose or Ms. Smith will have more information about this. Currently, the project is in our fiscal year 2024, in terms of the capital improvement program. I also wanted to mention there is an agreement currently that creates revenue for these lots. I think overall as a balance sheet, that is for the True Hotel development that is proposed for the west side of Kingsland Avenue for 17 spaces. But this agreement is a first come, first served type of agreement. So those spaces, although reserved for True Hotel, although I think not really reserved, they're being utilized for True Hotel development as it eventually occurs in the area. Still, if there is public that are there before, so for those spaces, so there are no assigned spaces, public are still able to use those spaces on a first come, first served basis. With this, I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
One comment I would just make is that we're interested in moving this, advancing this project to an earlier year because of the need that we believe will exist for additional parking.
Can you tell me what impact it has on people taking buses that had come up before? Is that any kind of impact with the surrounding neighborhood and the residents, if any?
Chairwoman Sorkin, the one thing that I forgot to mention, there is an access that I put in here as showed in here as being closed up here that is currently serving as access into the Heman, Syracuse, Leland area, multifamily residential area in the in this zone, and so that is being closed off. But that's only for vehicular purposes. In terms of bus circulation and public transportation in the area, we are not foreseeing any major impacts, especially because there are two pedestrian crossings that are existing on Loop North right now and taking pedestrians across the parking lot area, also north and south in the direction of north and south movements. And those we will still preserve with this improvement and still keep the same way when we mirror those spaces to the north side of Loop North Avenue.
Okay. Very good. Are there any questions from any of the other folks on the commission board? Okay. Thank you very much. Brooke, is there a format for a motion to be made to move forward with this?
So the recommendation is, I'm sorry, City Manager, are we taking a vote tonight on this? So the recommendation is to approve the use of EDRST infrastructure funds to cover the cost of this project.
Okay. And you want to reiterate for everybody the amount we're talking about?
It was $360,000, correct, Sinan? Yes, with the caveat that there was an amendment. It's the screen said 350, but $360,000.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion to approve the funding of $360,000 from infrastructure for the expansion of Municipal Lot 4?
This is Brandon Bradshaw.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, we'll call the vote.
Yeah. I do have one question.
Okay.
And maybe I was looking at something totally different. The modification of the lot, is that for a hotel or exactly, or are we just modifying it for more spaces or exactly what?
I was just gonna say, I think it's both issues. I think certainly we wanna have the ability to accommodate more businesses within the loop. The hotel is one, but I think, you know, increasingly you're going to just, but another example was we recently had, maybe this isn't the greatest one, but a marijuana dispensary. So it also had challenges trying to meet their parking space requirements. So this just enables us to be more effective at recruiting businesses in that area that would allow them to meet their parking space requirement. So that's really the reason for it. And if you talk with with the existing businesses there, I would say that most of them believe that additional parking is needed. That was one of the reasons that we terminated the contract for those exclusive spots. It's just a way of providing all businesses with additional space, parking spaces.
And it's one of the reasons that we eliminated the metered parking in the loop to try to augment and support the businesses with the easy parking. Okay. Are there any other questions or comments, discussion? If not, I'll call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries. All right. Next order of business is board member comments. Anybody have anything?
Go ahead, Madam Chair. I had one thing, but I, if you guys don't have comments, but go ahead, Madam Chair.
I was with a group of people, all of whom live in U City, and none of them turned out to be aware that the meters are not, you know, that it's free parking right now. And one of them suggested that, you know how they put the hoods on the meters when it's no parking? What about something we could even have some arts group design something to kind of draw attention to the fact that parking is free in the loop? That they just said they all thought they were kind of in the know about everything and they didn't know. So anyway.
If I may, Madam Chair, we actually did explore when we did the initial free parking, we did explore those hoods, but those are very expensive, which is why we opted for the stickers. They're bright orange stickers that say free parking. And I was, clearly I haven't seen every single meter, but the last time that I was in the loop, and I think maybe a week ago for lunch, I remember seeing the stickers, but they're bright orange stickers that say free parking, but I can certainly have Jessica from the LSBD do another press release. I know we initially did a press release last year when we started it, so I can work with her get back from vacation to do another press release.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, okay.
And there was just one item that I would like to mention. I did not put this on as an agenda item because there really was no need for it, but I wanted to follow up about the facade improvement program. So if you recall last meeting, you all agreed to fund the program for fiscal year 23, but we talked about maybe making some changes to the program, a big obstacle being that previously, the business owners were required to pay the full cost of the project up front, and then we would reimburse them. And so we discussed changing that to only require them to have their portion of the funds available. As I went through the program, I found out that that's actually how the program is worded. So I'm not sure when the decision, I think it was probably an internal decision, an administrative decision to go to a reimbursement progress, but that is not how the program is set up. So there was no need for me to amend anything for you all to approve, because the program as it is currently described does say that the business owners should only, they're only required to show that they have their portion of the funding. So we will, when we implement the program in fiscal year 23, we will make that the requirement as it was supposed to be all along.
Okay, that's great news. Good. All right. The other thing I wanted to mention, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but I was watching television and a TV ad for the mannequins in the loop was on. It was great. Yeah, I thought, and kind of seeing our money put to good use. So, All right. Any other comments or discussion items? And then just to share with everybody right now, we're scheduled to meet again on July 7th at 6:30. That's tentative, but please mark your calendars. And with that, I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
Come on, somebody.
You guys want to stay?
Move to adjourn.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. All right. All in favor. Okay. All in favor. All right.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Hey guys. Everybody have a good night.
You too. Have a good vacation. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.